This is a special report from ABC News, New Orleans Attack. I'm Brian Clark. Homeland Security Investigations is going to help secure tonight's Sugar Bowl, delayed after Wednesday's terror attack in New Orleans that left 15 people dead. Authorities are investigating Shamsuddin Jabbar. He's the U.S. military veteran identified as the man who drove his rented truck through the French Quarter, killing 15 people.
The first signs of potential ties to ISIS, the scene. The terror group's black flag found in the vehicle. And ABC News has learned he's been divorced multiple times, and there was evidence of financial difficulties. In addition to referencing ISIS, authorities are also aware of videos that appear to have been made as he drove from Texas to New Orleans. The suspect can be heard allegedly discussing divorce and a desire to kill his family.
It's ABC's Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas. One avenue of investigation is whether the attack had any connection to the Tesla explosion outside of the Trump Hotel in Las Vegas Wednesday. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is sharing recycling tips for the end of the holiday season. According to a press release, DNR officials are reminding residents that things like holiday light strings, cords, and plastic bags should not be put in the recycling bin as they can get tangled up in equipment. Batteries and electronics should also not be put in recycling as they can cause a fire if damaged. Items like cardboard, glass, and aluminum cans can be recycled, and a full list of accepted items can be found online. The sniffles, sneezes, coughs, and wheezes could be coming your way. It is cold and flu season, after all. Are you taking your over-the-counter medication properly? Brittany Merlot reports.
Got that common winter cold coming on? You should know that there are common mistakes happening when people pick up over-the-counter medicines.
Patients at times may not read the labels or know what the active ingredients are in each medication.
That's Stetson Petrikis, an Aspyrus Pharmacy resident. He said that sometimes people are taking two different products with the same ingredients in them, which doubles the dose and may increase side effects.
It is best to talk to your doctor when, say, if you have a cough, if you've been trying to treat it over the counter and it's been about a week and then the cough gets worse, let your provider know.
He says read the label and make sure it's not a combination product.
Sports bring a lot into the Wisconsin economy, and basketball is no different. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
The Bucks are a multi-billion dollar operation. A recent NBA franchise valuation report reveals the Bucks rank 19th in the NBA with a value of $3.9 billion. The valuation is way up from a $550 million purchase price in 2014.
I'm Lisa Hale, Civic Media News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
It's the Bucks and the Nets. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A rematch from 1 week ago. The Nets beat the Bucks last time they played, 111-105. The Bucks looking for some revenge when they meet up again tonight at Fiserv Forum. NFL, the Packers' top defensive back, Jair Alexander, had to have surgery on his right knee and is now out for the rest of the season. This will mean more snaps for second-year man Carrington Valentine.
This is next man mentality, honestly. You know, it sucks, but play football. Injuries happen. You know, you gotta just gotta keep going.
The Packers host the Bears Sunday. Quarterback Caleb Williams was asked what he thought about his former assistant coach at USC, Cliff Kingsbury, as a candidate for the next head coach of the Bears.
Yeah, I'd say I've been around Cliff. I know what type of guy he is. I know that he loves football. I know that he wants to win. He's a competitor. I've been around him, so asking him questions and things like that, I think, obviously, if he was here, I'd probably have more to say.
That's Bears quarterback Caleb Williams with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy this morning. We will see a little sunshine at some point this afternoon. Our high today, 27, with wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop down to 12 for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine, 18. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high of 17. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 18.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jane, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. Happy New Year to you, Calvin. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Earl. We made it to another new year.
You know, man, I'm well rested, man. You know, I had a day off. You know, we only had a day off, Calvin. We were here the day before, right?
Yeah, just one day. But yeah, I don't know. It feels a little weird. It feels like a Monday and it's Thursday.
Yeah, it does, man. I mean, I guess, you know, we just keep just hammering away, man. I'm just, you know, just that one day off, you know, made a big difference. I feel well rested. Anyway, we got one more tomorrow, man, and then we got another couple of days off. I just don't know what I'm going to do with myself.
Yeah, well, I mean, more rest never hurts.
Yeah. Well, you know, man, got a lot to talk about. It is officially 2025, and I couldn't think of a better person to bring the new year in on the first show of the 2025 year than the one and only Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, the proprietor of Welltopia Pharmacy. Good morning to you, my friend. How are you?
Good morning, Earl. How are you doing?
I'm doing
great
fine.
To meet you in 2025.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year to you and your family.
Thank you.
You
mentioning
know,
a day off. Yeah, actually, yesterday we had the day off, but I decided to start the year from the pharmacy. I opened by myself and I did some work.
Oh, really?
I stayed until 8 p.m. I want to tell you that. You start with one thing and then you just dive into the workflow. I was so happy that I'm kicking off the year doing something that I love, something that I believe in.
That is just unbelievable. But, you know, I don't expect anything different from you. You are as committed a person that I know, and thank you for that. But before we get into what you and I are going to talk about, I wanted to bounce this off of you and see your thoughts. As a pharmacist, and dealing with the cost of prescription meds and all of those things, 2025, three big Medicare prescription drug changes are coming in 2025, and the cost of out-of-pocket for many on Medicare is going to, you know, lighten up a little bit. Does that impact and affect you at all when they change the cost of the medications?
Actually, it is very important to have listeners aware that there is something called PBM, Prescription Benefit Manager. These are the middlemen between insurance company, the pharmacy, and the consumer, the patient. And they say, we understand prices. So they tell the insurance companies, we're going to make the prices work. They tell the pharmacy, we're going to reduce your cost. And it's like in the middle, they take and they make a lot of money. They have been overlooked for many, many years. It became a big problem. Many pharmacies have shut down over the last 10 years because of the drug cost. So lowering blood drug cost is going to be part of fixing the problem. I think the PBMs, prescription benefit managers, are worried and afraid from the new administration. And they are trying to do something. The advocacy groups for pharmacies have been talking about this for a long time. So starting January 1st, 2025, we're going to see lower drug costs for certain medications like Januvia, Janumet, and some other medications. Then in 2026, there is going to be lowering of drug costs for other set of medications. And that was the effort of Biden administration. And I think the current administration understand the impact of this on healthcare of the Americans and the jobs for the pharmacies and for the, like, I want to say the end users for healthcare. So the impact is going to be seen. It's important and it's time for it because we reached a point early that pharmacies are closing left and right and there's no solution. So it's time for a change and advocacy groups should see 2025 as the year of Brace for Impact because it's like war. PBMs, prescription benefit managers, are making a lot of money. And what we saw happening after the death of the CEO of United Healthcare was mind-boggling. People are just kind of talking about scandals happening in healthcare, things that they went through, medical bills that are not paid for ridiculous reasons. And it just was just scratching the surface. So everyone should talk about it when something happens to you with your insurance company, bring it up, talk about it with other friends and family. That is very important.
Dr. Omar, you talked about a middleman. Why is there a middleman? I mean, we don't know. The citizens don't know that this exists. I understand why there's a middleman, but, you know, I mean, they know that person is there. The politicians know that person is there. They know the impact that that person is having on all of this. And so they could fix it, right? The politicians really could fix this.
There is so much money poured from those companies to fund
elections,
the Congress.
Yes.
Unfortunately. And they don't listen to the... Yeah,
the citizens, right?
So it's very hard to say that. Yeah, so let's say that it is not
go ahead, Dr. Omar. Repeat that.
So I was telling you, like, we're standing in front of giants, so it's not easy.
Right.
It's a long fight. It's a long fight, and every time that there is a bill introduced to the Congress, it's pulled out. So.
All right, let's do this. Before we get to you, Scott from Sherwood, Dr. Omar, he wants to ask you his thoughts on NAD, NAD plus booster NR1 supplement. Dr. Omar, I think you're froze.
Sorry, I am back.
Okay, all right. So, Scott from Sherwood, your thoughts on NAD and booster NR1 supplements?
There is some conflicting results on the NAD plus supplements. I use it myself. I like it, but I prefer to use reputable companies.
So what is a NAD first supplement? Dr. Omar, what is a NAD first supplement for those of us who aren't aware?
NAD plus supplements are supplements to help boost mitochondrial function. And these are the powerhouses inside the cells. So they provide energy. So for energy production, cognitive function, DNA repair, and metabolic support. So they are essential for that. The challenge is to find the correct brand that would, like the company that would make the research to say that this is a good net product. And we have a net plus supplement inside a brain health product called Synapsin that has net plus directly to the brain through a needle spray, and it's prescription only. It has ginseng and net plus. And there are companies like, I think, True Niagen. They are one of the leading companies that make NAD+. So let's say it's mainly for brain health and energy production and memory and repair of cells on the inside, deep repair of cells. But I like them, and I see results from people that take them. They have more energy, and they have better brain cognition, and it just it's a good supplement. We just got the best net supplement in the world at Wiltopia, True Niagen 1000 milligram. Ask about it, because I got it from the godfather of supplements in America company that they made, and it's just wonderful. The nice thing about the supplements I have, Earl, is that I believe in them so much, and I have no attachment with the companies, but I'm just a dispenser to them. I buy from them, so they have to convince me to sell the products. And I put apples next to apples, like the best supplement next to the best supplement, and I find the best of the best to offer to my consumers. And it's an ongoing search that we've spent over 10 years now finding those companies. So the question about Net Plus supplement, this is someone that knows what they are asking about. And always, if I'm going to spend money on a supplement, I want to get the benefit out of it, you know?
All right. Our phone lines are open at 855-752-4842. You can ask any question you want of Dr. Omar. And so, Dr. Omar, it's the beginning of the year. It's the new year. People make resolutions, and I'm going to fix everything. I'm going to change everything. I'm going to lose 50 pounds. You know, my diet's going to be right. I'm going to exercise. I'm going to do all these different things. And I really feel encouraged to do it. It's the first of the year. And then I made this, you know, pledge on yesterday, and today I've fallen short already.
Yeah.
855-752-4842. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. My best hour of the week. And we're going to talk about what we really need to start doing after such a great holiday and all the different foods that we've eaten and what we need to do, again, to detoxify our bodies. Up next, in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As 2024 comes to a close, we're taking our annual look back at the year that was, recapping our most read, most listened to, and most impactful stories of the year. If you're new to learning about the recombobulation area, this would be a great place to start to see what we're all about. This year, we covered the RNC in Milwaukee and the DNC in Chicago and broke stories that made national news along the way. We wrote about the fight for fair maps and covered elections in the state legislature like no one else. I wrote opinion columns and feature stories and conducted extended sit-down interviews like one with Senator Tammy Baldwin. I hosted podcasts and radio shows and, of course, joined the Civic Media Network, where you've heard me all over the airwaves for the last few months. This last year was discombobulating at times, but we did our best to make sense of it all, and we've got a whole lot more recombobulation in store for the year ahead in 2025.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources, just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family, because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. News from the center, WRCE.
The following content is not intended as medical advice. Always consult your own physician, pharmacist, or healthcare professional for your own healthcare concerns.
Bringing you a passion for health and wellness, Dr. Omar Uliwa is here to answer your pharmaceutical questions. Now, let's go in the pharmacy with Earl Ingram and Dr. Omar.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can. Doctor, my eyes.
All right, welcome back to In the Pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. We'll take any questions or comments at all throughout the show. Let's bring John up from Boaz, Dr. Omar, before we go to you. Go ahead, John. You have a question or comment for Dr. Omar.
Dr. Omar, does the liver work overtime if we're on long-term antidepressants like Zoloft?
Does the liver work overtime if they're on long-term antidepressants like Zoloft?
So more than 70% of medications are detoxified by the liver. So when it comes to Zoloft, it can impact the liver function because of its role in metabolizing this medication. So if you ask me, does the liver work over time? I want to tell you that the liver, 1.4 liter of blood goes through the liver every minute. So there is more than 2,000 liter of blood goes through the liver every day. So when you take medications, when you eat food, when you take supplements, when you just walk and live, from the moment of birth, the liver is working. Medications are affecting the liver, but if you take the regular doses from 25 milligram up to sometimes 250 or 200 milligram, it's normal for the liver to detoxify. You just have to stay away from certain foods when you take medication like Zoloft, like grapefruit. Alcohol can increase the impact of the medication, which means it decreases detoxification. But that takes us to the core of what we want to discuss, which is the importance of cleansing and detoxification of the liver to give the liver a break so we can always have optimum health. Because as we mentioned before, from the moment of birth, there are toxins passing from through the umbilical cord from the mother to the babies. And then we keep collecting toxins through life by taking stuff. Therefore, every 6 months or 1 year, it's recommended to go through a detox plan. And I always like January every year because from the time of holidays, let's say from Thanksgiving, moving to the holidays, we give ourselves excuses to eat foods that sometimes we don't eat most of the year. And we end up with collecting many toxins in our body. We're backed up. We see constipation, foggy brain, people who drink alcohol drink more. So it's time for us to do a kickstart. And it can start from simple methods that you can do in order to do gentle detox to your body. And then you can always do a plan like what we have, a 7-day detox plan or 5-day every month detox plan. Fasting is a detox plan. That all works towards the better goal of decreasing the burden of toxins on our bodies. You're not going to get rid of the toxins. You're just decreasing the burden of those toxins.
Well, so the fasting won't do it. Fasting
alone won't do it. Fasting alone won't do it. And fasting need to be calculated. You can't fast every day. Fasting is recommended twice a week, 5 days a month, sometimes day on, day off. And what is fasting? Like, how do you put yourself in a fasting phase? That's also a very important question. And my best bet with fasting is to eat a very early breakfast and eat a late dinner, but you still need 3 hours after dinner to go to bed. But if you eat breakfast at 6 a.m., all right, and then you eat dinner by 6 p.m., that's 12 hours fasting. So that works. But Eric, before fasting, we can talk about some of the main things that we can do in order to support our digestive system. And I'm going to tell you a very simple hack that you can do in order to decrease the burden of, let's say, blood sugar spikes after you eat. And that is simply by drinking before the largest meal of the day, drink a cup of water with 1 tablespoon of vinegar, regular vinegar, house vinegar. And doesn't need to be a fancy type of vinegar. That is going to help to mobilize the fats, decrease the effect of sugar, and help you feel full quickly. Just a cup of water, tablespoon of vinegar. It's going to taste like water because the vinegar is diluted, but that would help to decrease the effect of carbs on the blood sugar.
I want you to repeat that because that's there are some simple things that we can do that aren't very costly that can kind of help us along the way. 855-752-4842. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show. We're going to continue to talk about fasting. 855-752-4842.
This is News from the Center, WRCE. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County will be hosting a community program, Discover Your Strength, Build a Stronger Community, on Monday, starting at 5:30. The program is beneficial to parents and caregivers of children, featuring a guest speaker. Betsy Raisler is the Drug-Free Communities Project Director for Partners for Prevention of Richland County.
This particular program is aimed at helping parents and other caregivers identify strengths in their children and in themselves. She has a tool that she will allow each participant to get a hold of, and they'll discover their strengths within the context of this community dinner. We'll have seating outside the auditorium, and then the speaker will be in the auditorium.
Mary Guggisberg gives an insight on what to expect when she speaks at the event.
The opportunity to use a tool called Values in Action, short to VIA. And it's a framework that really celebrates individual strengths. And how do we live those strengths? How do those strengths show up in what we do every day? And then for parents and caregivers and all of us working with young people, how do we see those strengths and really celebrate the strengths? A lot of folks, we go to the negative, like we catch our kids doing wrong. And what I call out is catch your kids doing right. And we do that by celebrating who they are at their inside, at their core.
Discover Your Strength, Build a Stronger Community, hosted by Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County, will be held at the Richland Center High School West Commons Monday at 5:30. Be sure to register today by calling 608-647-6151, extension 1516, or you can visit the WRCO Facebook page for a link to register. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Former President Jimmy Carter passed away this past weekend at the age of 100. Many remember Carter for his decency, endless service to humankind, which included his involvement with Habitat for Humanity. But what most people don't know is that he was also related to Motown Records founder Berry Gordy. Gordy said that in 1978, his sister Esther did some digging into their family tree. Gordy says he was filled with shock and pride when he found out that he and Carter were actually third cousins. There's as much drama off-screen surrounding actress Blake Lively and actor-director Justin Baldoni as there was on-screen for their film It Ends With Us. Following Lively's lawsuit claiming Baldoni sexually assaulted her and launched a smear campaign against her, Baldoni is filing a countersuit claiming Lively and her team launched a smear campaign against him. Does anything good ever come from a Hollywood smear campaign? Oh yeah, publicity. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy this morning. We will see a little sunshine at some point this afternoon. Our high today, 27, with wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop down to 12 for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine, 18. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high of 17. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 18.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots.
Woot, woot.
And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jade, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ooka chaka, ooka, ooka, ooka chaka, ooka, ooka, ooka chaka, ooka, ooka, ooka chaka, ooka, ooka.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me.
Ooka chaka, ooka, ooka,
girl, you.
you just don't realize what you do to me. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's alright. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. Lips as sweet as candy.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. And I'm excited again. It's the new year. And Dr. Omar has, as always, just information that is absolutely paramount in our health. Dr. Omar, you were talking about, before we went on break, you know, fasting, I mean, not fasting, but certainly cleansing our bodies. And, you know, I know a lot of people who fast and they swear by fasting and they say that fasting, you know, does all these different things. It doesn't, as you stated, get rid of the impurities in your system and in your body. Before we went to break, you talked about just a teaspoon of vinegar and water. And, I mean, let's talk a little bit about those things.
Sir, we have to focus on the impact of carbs on the blood sugar spikes, because type 2 diabetes is a disease, and we want to protect our blood sugar from spiking, going up quickly after we eat. So I would call what I'm going to propose as a plan as meal sequencing. And it's four steps. Start before the biggest meal of the day. Start by drinking a cup of water and add a tablespoon of vinegar. If you don't like the taste of vinegar, you can replace it by three lemons. Squeeze them without sugar on the cup of water and drink it. Studies are showing that this would improve insulin sensitivity and slow carb digestion by up to 20%. Then after that, meal sequencing starts with vegetables first. Start with meal non-starchy vegetables to provide the fiber and slow gastric emptying and carb absorption. It's like natural GLP-1 agonist. This is where you start. Vegetables first. And then proteins and fats next. You can now eat the meat, eat the birds that you like, chicken, you can eat the fish. And then after that, you can eat the avocado. Then it's time if you want to eat a piece of sweet, it's fine. The sweets that you will eat, the sugar that you will eat now is going to take longer to be absorbed. It's going to be harder to be spiking the blood sugar. If you go with this sequence, you can lower your blood sugar spikes by 70%. 70%? 70% the effect of spiking on the blood sugar, because the worst thing you can do is to start with the sweets. If you start with the sweets, it's going to be fast absorbed, spiking up your blood sugar. But if the sweets are the last thing in the meal, you're going to crave it less, you're going to eat less, and it's going to be harder to spike up your blood sugar. You'll have better control on your healthy eating habits, and you will feel full quickly without the need to eat foods that are going to just be adding carbs without value.
So, Dr. Omar, repeat that sequence again. Vegetable first.
Yes. Cup of water with vinegar, salads or non-starchy vegetables. Then proteins, lean meat, legumes, and then healthy fats like avocado, nuts, and conclude with the piece of sweet if you want to eat the piece of sweet. This is the time when you're in the restaurant and then the nice receptionist come and tell you, would you like to see the sweets menu?
Yes.
At this time, we're going to share it. You know, not everyone is going to eat their own sweets. We're going to share it. and it's going to be, everyone's going to take a little piece, and that will be it, and we'll feel happy about it. I want to eat and feel happy that I'm eating the food that I like, and then I'm spending and investing time to chew the food. If we can reach chewing the food up to 30 times that you count chewing the piece of meat in your mouth, that helps the production of the healthy saliva. Salivary glands have those kind of proteolytic enzymes that help to break down the food, helps with better digestion. And then we are going
okay, so Dr. Omar, you've kind of frozen.
To taking the medication for acid things that does, because taking Nexium and Acifex and Omeprazole every single day, this is not the way it should be unless you have a health condition that make you need to take it every day. There are simple things that we can do to support the body, to support digestion, and it all starts from the food that we eat.
You know, Dr. Omar, you're such an analytical guy. You know, people think, okay, you want us to chew our food 30 times before we swallow it, and people will probably say, hey, if I chew my meat 30 times before I swallow it, the flavor and the taste of it is gone. But you're saying that's, it's critically important, not so much that the flavor and taste leaves after chewing it 30 times. It's what happens, the impact that it has on your system, that's important.
Yeah, for sure. It's very important, and it's highly recommended. Every other patient that comes to the pharmacy is having a problem with acid reflux. And we put a plan to decrease the gradually decrease the medication, and we have to support with digestive enzymes and probiotics. Where are the digestive enzymes produced from? They start from the mouth, the salivary glands. So it's simple things that we can do.
You know, Dr. Omar, it's more than a notion to be healthy, right? I mean, it really is. There's a process. There's a plan.
Yes.
You're not going to be healthy just by wishing upon a star and doing the things that we thought, you know, going and working out, you know, a little bit, and you know, trying to eat right. But there's a daily plan that you must implement.
Yes. Daily plan. And that's why we like the detox programs, because it takes like 1 week. And then after that, it's going to be 1 week of eating healthy and eating healthy meals. It gets to map out the coming weeks to follow. And by that, I want to announce that we plan on having our detox program kickstart on Thursday, the 23rd of January. That day, we're going to have at 6 p.m. a Zoom meeting, and I'm going to explain the program, and we're going to kickstart it together.
And so how will people have access to that?
We are going to announce on WorldtopiaRx.com. The sign up for the program is going to be within the coming few days. So keep checking WorldtopiaRx.com, sign up, and you'll get the notifications.
You know, Dr. Omar, man, you know, drinking, you know, a swig of oil, the kind of oil that you drink at night.
We were talking about olive oil but we were talking about olive oil. Yes.
So all of these different things, and before I go any, because that's somewhere I want to go, but I want to bring Mike in from Kenosha first. Hey, good morning to you, Mike. Happy New Year. Your first time calling on Dr. Omar, so thank you for listening. You say what, sir?
I'm a big fan of Dr. Omar, and frankly, a lot of the things that he advocates, some of us got involved in way, way back in the day. And it's interesting when the good doctor, you know, talks about things like chewing your food properly, because it is such a fundamental. And, you know, we learned back in grade school that digestion starts in the mouth. And so, and I've been out to lunch with a lot of guys who, you know, are real, real busy and they don't really have the time, you know, to have a full hour lunch or whatever. And they're done with their sandwich and their lunch within 2 or 3 minutes. And they're always talking about acid reflux. You talked about that a little while ago. So it's nice to hear the good doctor talking about so many of our health issues are fundamental issues that we forgot about or, you know, just developed some bad habits. And I encourage everybody, you know, on Thursdays when the doctor's on to listen closely. Talk, you know, when he talks about vinegar, when he, you know, talks about these natural remedies that have been good for hundreds of years. You know, we've got an industry, a food industry, that's in bed with the pharmaceutical industry, and they are making us sick. They are. And so once we accept the fact that this capitalism that we've got ourselves trapped into is not necessarily our best friend, then we can take ownership in the responsibilities and take up some of the doctrines that that the doctor is talking about. So I just want to say, hey, Happy New Year, everybody, and thank you, Dr. Omar, for doing what you do, because it is, you look around our community, we need a lot more Dr. Omars out there talking the good word.
Well, you know, there's no question. Thank you very much for the call, Mike. Dr. Omar?
Thank you, Mike. I think you are right, and I want to add to what you say is that the impact of these simple free tips for eating can be as powerful or even more powerful than taking medications. Yeah, they don't have side effects. They actually help you only when it gets to be a habit. We talked about mindful eating, focusing on the sensory experience of eating, the taste, the texture, the aroma. You're not going to need to eat a large plate, but you're going to enjoy every bite, and you're going to digest the food properly. So we need to free the time of practitioners and healthcare doctors and pharmacists and PAs to spend time with patients to first learn about these eerie health tips and then convey that information with belief, not just to add it in a fine print in a paper that we give or hand out to the patients. We have to train them. We have to work together for better health and not focus on the drug industry, because it's vicious, and all what they care about first is what is a drug that's going to make me the best profit. And they're not evil. It's just a money industry, number two after the weapons and in the world. And they have to pay the bills. They're not going to make pay the bills if you do these free tips, you know?
You know, Dr. Omar, you make me think when you're talking about chewing 30 times, it reminds me of a cow chewing cud, right? He just...
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, you watch him, and he just continues chewing this stuff, but they, it's automatic for them, right? I mean, the way they're created, their system, they automatically do it. 855-752-4842. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Yesterday, we reported on attempts by anti-voter legislators in Arizona to make it harder to get citizen ballot initiatives on the ballot and a higher threshold to pass one. Another suppression tactic by opponents? Slap signature canvassers with a subpoena. Recruiting and training a legion of canvassers to put a measure on the ballot is already an expensive proposition. As we noted yesterday, should the Arizona Distribution Requirement for Initiatives Amendment pass in November, signatures would be required from all 30 legislative districts in Arizona, meaning more volunteers and more expense. Bolts Magazine reports on another tactic: take the ballot question organizers to court. Opponents hope that by challenging the question's text, signature collection methods, and eligibility of canvassers, it can either invalidate signatures or make it financially unfeasible to continue. A recent Arizona law allows opponents to subpoena canvassers to defend their petitions, and if they don't appear, the signatures can be tossed out. Bolts Magazine chronicles a 2018 climate ballot question that had 1,400 canvassers subpoenaed, and organizers spent $1.3 million transporting and housing canvassers, most of whom never even testified. Expect more such tactics as anti-voter legislators try to keep power out of the hands of citizens. We've linked the Bolts Magazine article at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot. Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was. When they moved the camera, whenever it's like the red alert. The,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Yes, lean left. Great. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
News from the center, WRCE.
All right, welcome back to In the Pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. Dr. Omar, how can people get in touch with you?
People can always go to wiltopiarx.com or call at the pharmacy 262-429-9429.
And Calvin, if people, I mean, are listening to this and Dr. Omar has given a lot of information that they can't catch right away, how can they hear this again?
Yeah, they can go to the Civic Media YouTube channel and watch a replay of the live stream. They can also go to civicmedia.us/shows and find the entire library of shows. We're actually working on, in the next week or two, hopefully we'll have In the Pharmacy, you'll be able to find it as its own podcast, a standalone from the Earl Ingram Show, so it'll be even easier to find.
All right. That's great news. You know, Dr. Omar, you maybe because you don't, people don't call you, but I get a lot of talk from people about how much they listen to this segment of the show and the impact that you are really having. And, you know, from the first time that you and I met in the first show, I realized that this, the importance of the information that you give is life-changing, not only to the person who listens, but them to their loved ones. And so this is really, I love, as I told you, the best hour of the week for me is having this information with you, because I know we're impacting lives of people.
We are impacting lives, and I'm so proud to say that I get calls at the pharmacy. They say that they heard me on the show, In several of them, they ask questions and they I kind of help them, and it makes me feel fulfilled in terms of what we're trying to do, because we want to improve everyone's health, and that is important and crucial to us. There is one more health tip I want to say before the end of the show, Earl.
Go ahead.
Very important. I want to talk about the, because we scratched the surface of it before, but it's very important. People who use mouthwash every day,
right,
to refresh the mouth. The problem is that these mouthwash, they kill the healthy bacteria that are very important for the production of nitric oxide. And nitric oxide is a molecule that's important for blood flow, energy production, lowering blood pressure. And when you eat the healthy foods like beets, arugula, citrus fruits, and you chew the food, the healthy bacteria are helping in the process of converting the nitrates in these foods to nitric oxide. And when you take every day a dose of these mouth refresher, they kill those healthy bacteria, and some people stop using mouthwash and their blood pressure goes down, then their energy goes up. So instead of using them, there are products that cause natural enzymatic fermentation and refresh the mouth at the same time, but they are healthy. We have them at Wiltopia, and they are from a company called Microbiome Labs. You can ask us about it. I use it myself, and it's not expensive. But this is one of the easy tips to help improve your blood pressure, to stop using mouthwash, regardless what name they name it. It is just fundamentally how they work by killing bacteria. They kill the bad bugs, and they also kill very good bugs in the mouth.
You know, Dr. Omar, it's you know, where else can you hear somebody tell you that gargling with mouthwash is not healthy? You're the first and only person that I've ever heard say that. And I'm sure I'm not alone. People don't get that information. And I guess I'm not saying that you're the only person that knows it, but maybe it's the fact that we have this platform and you're able to give that information and spread it far and wide.
Thank you, Earl. I am just trying to concentrate and focus the important tips from what I hear and listen and read and study and bring it up to our listeners. We're just flooded with information from everywhere, and we're just trying to simplify the facts and come up with a plan that's going to help all of us have a healthier society.
Well, I'm just excited that Civic Media has seen fit to separate this and make it a podcast separate from the show. And I'm really honored and privileged, Dr. Omar, that is happening. And it will certainly give us an even bigger platform in the coming year. Thank you, Dr. Omar, and Happy New Year to you. And we got a lot of work to do.
That's wonderful. Thank you, Eric.
All right. I'll see you in a week. Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. Up next, I'm going to talk about, you know, the politricksters of the day early on, because it's critically important. 855-752-4842. You're tuning into the Earl Ingram Show.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds.
Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News, New Orleans attack. I'm Brian Clark. The FBI's Houston office and local law enforcement in the area say they finished searching a Houston address connected to Shamsuddin Jabbar. He's the 42-year-old Army veteran who drove a rented pickup truck through the French Quarter in New Orleans early Wednesday, killing 15 people and injuring dozens. ABC's Chief Justice correspondent Pierre Thomas has more on the sweeping investigation that began on Bourbon Street.
They found an assault rifle and a handgun and also IEDs, one in the car and others throughout the quarter. ATF will do a trace on those handguns to figure out the origin. And also, I'm told that they will dissect each one of the IEDs that they find to try to figure out where the parts were bought.
Authorities are also investigating any connection between the attack in New Orleans and the explosion of a cyber truck outside of a Trump hotel in Las Vegas. That took place later in the day Wednesday. This is ABC News.